This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says the pandemic of COVID-19 is clearly still a global health emergency and is of particular concern as it spreads more widely in countries with weak health systems. 3 months after the WHO's Emergency Committee first advised its Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to declare a public health emergency over the coronavirus, Tedros said he had grave concerns about the potential impact of the disease as it starts to accelerate in countries that don't have sophisticated healthcare systems.
The COVID-19 crisis has illustrated that even the most sophisticated health systems have struggled to cope with the pandemic.
The WHO's head of emergencies, Mike Ryan, said while the organization recognized that some countries are beginning to consider easing lockdown measures, it was important that they constantly look out for a jump in infections and be ready to put some measures back in place if needed. U.S. government regulators will allow emergency use of an experimental drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In normal times, the Food and Drug Administration requires substantial evidence of a drug's safety and effectiveness. In a public health emergency, though, it can simply require that a drug's potential benefits outweigh its risks. That's what it's doing with Gilead Sciences' remdesivir, the first drug shown to help fight COVID-19. President Trump announced the emergency authorization in the Oval Office alongside Gilead CEO Daniel O'Day, who says the company's donating its current stock and ramping up production. Sagar